Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people stayed there before the cross, watching Jesus. As for the leaders, they jeered at him. He saved others, they said. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. The soldiers mocked him too. And when they approached to offer him vinegar, they said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging there abused him. "Are you not the Christ?" he said. "Save yourself and us as well." But the other spoke up and rebuked him. "Have you no fear of God at all?" he said. "You got the same sentence as he did, but in our case we deserved it. We are paying for what we did, but this man has done nothing wrong." "Jesus," he said, "remember me when you come into your kingdom." "Indeed, I promise you," he replied, "today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, it's so beautiful, it really does good to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ, the universal King, the Alpha and the Omega, the King of glory and of peace, the Lord of Lords. We know it and we sang it, and it really is good to raise our hearts and souls and hands to him and to praise him, because that's what he deserves, and that's also what we will do in all eternity. But as always, God is God, and he's far above our own ways of thinking, and that's why it's important today that we, with the whole church, just stand in front of him and ask him, "What does it mean, Jesus, that you are king? What kind of king are you? And what and where is your kingdom?" You see, this gospel starts with the people stayed there before the cross watching Jesus. We have a big cross here. We stay here in front of him, we watch him. And there is this inscription, "Jesus, King of the Jews," which is quite, we are very used to it, but actually it's kind of crazy almost to write this on the cross. Someone who is dying there, crucified, you write he's the king. There is a mystery there. Usually a king has a territory, a king has an army, a king has, you know, some armories or signs. His territory is the whole universe, and especially myself, my own heart. His army, he has armies and he has soldiers, but the soldiers are servants, and the ones who want to belong to the king, they serve. And his sign is the cross. And you see how difficult it is for us to understand it. Because, you know, you see in this gospel, the leaders and everyone, they come and they say, "If you are the Christ of God, save yourself." You see, they want him to show his power. Because for us, man, being king, having authority, being first, is always power. It's just associated with power. So you have power, you just can or will use it. And then he says, "Save yourself." That's also something. We humans, we are like, okay, if you have authority, if you are the boss of something, help yourself and save yourself and take this for your own advantage. For God is so different, brothers and sisters. We have a Lord who is so different. His responsibility and the fact that, and his kingship is not for himself. And that's why he won't do this. He won't save himself. Of course he can. But he says it's for others. And his way of having authority is not through power. Because real authority and real responsibility is for service and for love. So you see, the only dialogue he really accepts is the dialogue with the good thief. Because the good thief calls him by his name and says, Jesus. And he comes here. The other ones, no one called him by his name. They just jeered at him. And he comes with humility and he says, remember me. He does not give him an order. He does not say, do that. He just speaks to his heart. And you see, that is what God wants. Because sometimes we could be like, yeah, we celebrate Jesus King, but I mean, if Jesus was really King, he would solve all the problems and make peace, you know, on earth like this, and just destroy the evil ones. This is power. We understand nothing to God. God is not in relations of power. Like, I'm stronger, you're weak, you just obey. He's a God of love. And he begs for friendship and love for us. And that's how he is King. So, brothers and sisters, let us accept today that our God is a King of the hearts. And he's a servant King. So let us accept to be his friends and to let him be our friend. And also accept to serve like him. Let's take a little decision. I will serve. And that's how we will be really disciples of our heavenly King. Amen.